Blackstone Publishing presents Free Winds Blow West by L.P. Holmes. This book is read by Richard Ferrone. Chapter 1. He came down across the looping foothills of the Lodestone Mountains, letting his long striding black horse set its own pace along the cattle trails that followed this little watercourse fringed by alders and willows. Yesterday afternoon he had struck the headwaters of the creek, and last night he had made his frugal camp beside its chuckling waters. Today, keeping to the winding run of it, he had begun passing cattle, stocky white faces bearing a Rocky A brand. He flushed them from favored watering spots and saw others bunched in little meadows that broke and widened here and there. Knowing cattle, he sensed in them more than a natural wariness. They were fretful and uneasy, a condition of things that he turned over in his mind and at which he wondered. He sat tall in the saddle, for he was long-bodied and sinewy and solid through the shoulders. His deeply weathered features were lean, flat of jaw, and his chin was hard-angled. The faint line of an ancient scar angled across one solid cheekbone. Pressure at the corners thinned his lips slightly, touching his mouth with a habitual grimness. There was a trick of erectness in the cast of his head that gave his gray-eyed glance a certain penetrating intentness. There was about him a physical and mental competence, a bold, tough sufficiency, alert yet taciturn. Bruce Martell was a man who rode alone, liked it so, and who neither asked nor gave odds. His jeans and jumper and gray flannel shirt were well-worn, but showed a certain neatness in fit and appearance, the apparel of a man staunch in his own self-respect. His riding gear held the same plain but well-cared-for and good-quality look. His spur rowels had been filed down to blunted stubs in definite regard for the horse under him. A rifle in a scabbard was slung under his near-stirrup leather, and the holstered gun belted about his saddle-lean waist was as plain and businesslike as the rest of his outfit. Here the trail turned and dipped, crossing a sparkling shallows of the creek, and the hooves of the black horse beat up a faint spray that was cool fragrance in a land whipped to tawny dryness by the solid beat of a late summer sun. There was a long thicket of scrub willow through which the trail dodged and ducked before breaking into still another meadow, and at the lower end of this, there was sudden movement that pointed and held.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?